JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
I don't have all day to bark at you, so I'm gonna make this short and sweet.
I'm all about having fun, you know, get a couple of cocktails in me.
Who's gonna do sake bombs with me and kick it old school?
All aboard, everybody.
And good morning, almost to the weekend. It is JP, Coriel, Husker Nick. Good morning, Coriel.
Good morning, JP.
Good morning, Nick.
Good morning.
A thirsty Thursday, an appetizer to the weekend. All we got to do is get through the next 24 hours, and then there were that much.
The weekend sort of starts tonight, though.
Yes, it does, doesn't it, with Jason Boland and the Stragglers.
Oh, yeah.
And our friends, the Trainer Band, opening up for them as well, which will be fun. That door's open at 7, I believe, yeah.
All usually, yeah. Show. The Bourbon Theater.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time at the Bourbon Theater. And then, yeah, we've got Dan and Shay on Saturday at CHI. That'll keep us busy with the pre-party up there starting about 5 o'clock. And I think we'll have some tickets to the next big show to have you have a chance to win your way in. I'm watching Coriel, Nick, work on her lips.
What?
You're doing like
I'm putting on chapstick.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if it was part of the regimen from your lip procedure that you had done.
Yeah, I was doing that like a lot the first couple days.
And how is it turning out? I mean, they look good.
But yeah, they're fine.
Okay,
they're good.
Everything's healthy.
They're good. They're
fantastic.
Really nice looking.
But we couldn't say otherwise. Like, we have to just say they look fine.
I mean, yeah, you have to. So honestly, they could look terrible, and then I would never know it.
Yeah, we can't be like, I don't know. I wouldn't have done it.
I was just worried about your laughable unluckiness when it comes to things.
Yeah, well, I did have, they do so well, Jacobson Cosmetic Surgery, to like let you know what to look forward to, like what to expect, I should say.
Right.
They're not going to beat around the bush about it. So they were like, you know, you're going to have swelling probably. Yeah. I mean, not probably. You are. You're going to have swelling. And day two and definitely day three, you're going to have so much swelling, you're going to think, what the blank have I done? But they're like, it goes down like pretty fast. Yeah. And then you'll be obsessed with it. And I was like, okay. And so, I was never even, I don't know. I had quite a bit of swelling. But I mean, I truly was preparing myself. I thought it was going to be egregious. I thought I was actually going to be like, almost in tears, what have I done type of thing. Yeah. And like, not at all.
Right.
I
mean, no.
I don't know.
Based off what JP was saying, though, with your bad luck and all that kind of stuff, I would expect they would put the needle into your lip, and when they injected the stuff in, all of a sudden your ear would get big. And it would be like, why did that just happen?
I come back to the studio and I'm looking like Will Smith on Hitch.
Yeah. Exactly. And they're just like, exactly, they're like, it was weird. Worry. We injected this stuff into your lip, but your ear got big. I don't understand.
They're like, hold on, back to the drawing board. We need to take like CT scans or something.
Yeah.
You need to take a deeper look at this.
No, that was pretty.
Her anatomy is not a normal human's anatomy.
No, this is a true fact.
No, Jacobson's is great.
Well, your luck has definitely been good because you went snow tubing, you skied and didn't hurt yourself, your lips are doing great, you got a breakfast runza yesterday.
I know.
You're still co-hosting with me and JP.
Exactly.
I know.
Life is looking up.
I'll tell you what, the lucky one.
Exactly.
That's right.
All right, well, let's get going with today's show.
Here's what's next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick show.
Trying to avoid a breakup of friends in today's all-new Date 'Em or Dump 'Em. We'll talk with Paige and see about getting her and her best friend Nikki reconnected. We'll have a conversation about something you just found out about. And it strictly goes around Miss Coriel and an experience she's recently had. We'll get that. JP makes us guess. A series of unfortunate events and the nitty-gritties on the way next.
Artists sign bill against artificial intelligence. Garth has tall friends in low places. Chattahoochee explained and more, plus new, sort of new, music from Morgan Wallen.
Getting you in the know from Music Row.
Check this out. Coriel has your nitty-gritty from Music City on Kix 96.9.
Nitty Gritty from Music City, powered by A1 Mold Testing and Remediation. Major music artists like Katy Perry and Billie Eilish have signed a petition on behalf of the Artists' Rights Alliance, urging companies to back off of using artificial intelligence. Quote, some platforms and developers are employing AI to sabotage creativity and undermine artists, songwriters, musicians, and rights holders, says the petition. Other artists who signed would be like Billie Eilish's brother Phineas Imagine Dragons, Zayn Malik, Stevie Wonder, Queen's Brian May, even our very own Miranda Lambert.
Okay.
Visit Garth Brooks' new Friends in Low Places bar and honky tonk in Nashville. There's just no telling who you're going to run into. I mean, live music all over Broadway and all over that city, obviously, country and otherwise. But this is where the otherwise part comes in. This past weekend, one of the bartenders at the bar really stood out. Okay. I mean, like literally did. Shaquille O'Neal was behind the bar slanging drinks.
That's awesome.
Can't miss the guy. He's 7'1". He's 7'1".
Yeah. Massive.
Yep. Shaq was in Nashville DJing, because he's also a DJ, in case you didn't know that, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
He does DJ too. Mm-hmm. And he decided to stop by and slip behind the bar, help Trisha Yearwood sling some drinks for the patrons. And yeah, just goes to show you will run into anybody at Music City.
Yeah.
Post Malone is teasing more country. He posted a clip of himself doing sort of like a workaround in the studio. And if you want to know what that sounds like, here you go.
That massive Larry Brayton on the band. That's sick.
So,
I'm cool with these drums. Yeah, man.
Some artists do the kind of, now I don't know if he started, if he wrote whatever song this is first and then added music to it, but other artists might do more like they have a melody first and then they write to it, but that's sort of what the process sounds like. He said something about Larry Franklin, and that Larry Franklin is like a super world champion fiddler.
Oh, very cool.
So he's got some great company on that. It was a good beat.
Really sounds country.
It does.
A lot of it does.
I wanted to point out so much how he sounded like Ed Helms' character Andy on The Office when he's like, he's always doing like mouth riffs, you know, like with fake guitars.
It's fantastic.
Posey still hasn't announced details about his country project. He'll be performing a set of country covers, though, at Stagecoach at the end of the month. So maybe he's waiting until then. Stagecoach is the country festival in California.
Yeah.
Lastly, Chattahoochee is one of Alan Jackson's biggest hits, but he was a little reluctant to put it out because he didn't know if people would relate. In fact, even Waylon Jennings asked him, quote, "What the hell is Chattahoochee?" It's a river on the border of Georgia and Alabama, but the song raises an even bigger question. What's a Hoochie Coochie?
Oh, boy.
As in, quote, "It gets hotter than a Hoochie Coochie."
Yeah.
Well, there is an answer directly from the songwriter Jim McBride. A Hoochie Coochie is a county fair strip show.
Wow. I think that's even code for something else.
You know?
To be honest with
you. Wow.
I appreciate Jim McBride for giving it an actual definition, I suppose. But, I mean, I really honestly don't think that's what that
I think he's just messing with us on that one.
Yeah, probably. There's new music now from Morgan Wallen. New, I would say that in air quotes, okay? But it is officially his latest single. Eighth song off his One Thing at a Time album. It's Cowgirls featuring Ernest. That's a Nitty Gritty from Music City. I'm Corey L with Kix 96.9.
She'll set the field on fire just cutting across the pasture. She'll have you falling for it all and then leave right after. And she got a cold heart, but she got a warm smile cut from the same cloth. She kind of buck wild, a little bit angel, whole lot of outlaw. She's trouble, but I tell you right now, y'all long live cowgirls. Never gonna settle on down, girl. Leave you in a lonely ghost town. We're where the sun don't rise. Rodeo 419. Love you like a Mustang. One hand on them giddy up ranks. Pouring your heart with some good aim on a goodbye ride. But it's fine, cause it's kind of my thing. Long live cowgirls. Yeah, long live cowgirls. I hate that I love the way them kiss tastes like whiskey. How they wake up, take on off, not even miss me. Leave this heart broken, holding that smoking gun. I guess that's just the way them wild horses run. Let them run. Long live cowgirls, never gonna settle on down, girls. Leave you in a lonely ghost town, world where gonna settle on down, girls. Leave you in a lonely ghost town, world where the sun don't rise. Rodeo for one night. Love you like a Mustang, one hand on them giddy up rank, holding your heart with some good aim on a goodbye ride. But it's fine, cause it's kind of my thing. Long live cowgirls. Yeah, long live cowgirls. Long live cowgirls. Yeah, long live cowgirls.
Lettuce from Morgan Wallen with Ernest. It's Cowgirls, getting you new music first. You can hit our Now Playing button at KZKX.com and snag it for yourself.
I've been waiting on some good news.
It's good things time. If you got one, let us know. Facebook, X, or Instagram, KX969 to be added to the show. Bobby, our buddy Bobby Swanson, delivered a table last night to the Hickman Volunteer Fire Department, took his two young boys with them to show them why I have spent so much time in the shop lately. And fireman Dan Ripley was so nice, he even gave them a ride in a fire truck.
Ooh,
so,
cool.
Highlight of their day.
Oh,
getting
cool.
Getting to do that. Coryell, what's your good thing?
Well, I have one good thing and then I have a bonus good thing. Can I start with the bonus one really fast?
Yeah.
So Ernie Hudson from Ghostbusters.
Oh my God.
Ernie Hudson. People are freaking out right now because he was at this like red carpet event and he was just in like a simple black t-shirt, jeans. And the buzz isn't about his kind of like played down look. Ernie Hudson is 78 years old and he looks good.
Yeah, he does.
You need to just look up Ernie Hudson 2024. You'll see the pictures. Ernie, I hope he's feeling good right now because he looks amazing and he's almost 80. Are you kidding? Yeah,
that's impressive.
That yeah, there's I mean, there's hope. There's
you
hope
put
for
a
people.
Picture of him with Bill Murray from
oh god,
on the red carpet right now.
Yeah, no
Ernie
kidding.
Just blows him away.
No kidding. Okay, my real good thing. My real good thing. In 1 month exactly, May 4th in Bennett, there is a Taco Bada Fiesta, a celebration for moms, nurses, teachers. This is at Love M, as in monkey, boutique, okay? Yeah. There's our friends from Amigos. That would be like an Amigos food truck. There's a chance for you to win gift cards all week long, by the way, on Facebook, so look for that.
Nice.
But there's like margaritas and shopping. Tailored Life 360 and Antique Anthology in Bennett will also be celebrating, so you can find food trucks and vendors at each shop. Just a cool way to get out of town. I mean, Bennett
very
is...
very fun.
Bennett, oh, yeah. You know, I don't want to say it's an extension of Lincoln, because I'm from out that way, and
it's fantastic.
And no one wants to claim that necessarily, but it's pretty much as close to Lincoln as you can get.
Yeah.
Without even feeling like you left Lincoln, kind of, because the drive is so short.
Yeah.
You know, it's so short. So, yeah, Bennett, Nebraska, love it. That's kind of out by my neck of the woods, and the place has some great little businesses. So go support that. And Mother's Day, Nurses, Teachers Week. I mean, there's a lot of things to celebrate. So, in 1 week exactly, May 4th, it's a Saturday that runs 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Very cool. Nick, your good thing.
My good thing, speaking of going out of town, this weekend I'm headed to Kearney, Nebraska for the first like real big softball tournament of the year. This is, I think, the last year I'm going to be playing some softball, and we're going to this tournament, and what the tournament's for is it raises money for stroke awareness and for prevention, which is real special for, you know, with my family, with my brother being the head neurologist at Bryan LGH and different things like that. So very excited. It's my favorite tournament of the year because all the best teams in the state are there, and we get a chance to see early on in the year if, you know, if we can hang with all these young guns that are out there trying to play. So it should be a really good time, but it's for such a good cause and something that I'm very passionate about. So very excited about it. It should be fun.
Yeah, nice. My good thing today is Tristan turns 21 today.
Tristan! Woo-hoo!
Back in April 4th of 2003, he made me a very proud dad, having a little boy and adding to the fun with him and his sister. And he gets to turn 21 today. We're going to go celebrate with his first tattoo.
Nice.
Get that over at Ray's Tattoo. Shout out to Ray's for having us over for that. And then some sushi to celebrate. And then he is one project away and a couple classes from graduating from SEC's Culinary School, which is the Great Plains Culinary Institute. So just super proud of the boy. He's doing great. Very excited for him. Big weekend, and I just,
yeah.
You know, at least he's doing right, which is all you can hope for as a dad or a mom for your kid, that they just kind of find their way. And from what I can tell from his teachers and friends, Tristan has found his way, and
he's doing all right.
Very proud of him.
That's awesome.
Just a few good things to start your day.
Oh my god! That went south so fast.
A million ways to die.
Just adding to the fears Coriel has of the different ways she could meet her maker.
Perish.
Great.
Yeah. Two crazy things happened most recently, including two people in Indiana who were rushed to a hospital on Monday after they got hit by an airplane.
Oh, that'll happen.
They got hit by an airplane?
Yeah. They were on a walking path near an airport when a single engine plane fell out of the sky.
They were just out for a stroll?
Yeah. They're just out for their walk. Plane fell out of the sky. One of the walkers seriously hurt, and so was the pilot. But at last check, everyone survived, and everybody's like doing okay, recouping.
What a story to tell then. That's a story now.
That a plane fell on us?
Yeah, I was just walking, minding my own business.
It just happened to also happen on April Fool's Day. So like
no one believes him.
Local deputy sheriff, like he's like, no, this can't be real. No, they're really injured in the planes right there.
That would feel like a personal slight from the universe.
Yeah.
A true cosmic joke. And then like no one would believe you.
Right.
You would have to find a way to document it.
People are like, get out of here.
Yeah, you'd post on Facebook and be like, that's crazy. I was just walking by the airport out for a stroll, got hit by a plane. And everyone's like,
snakes everywhere. Mm-hmm.
Good one.
And speaking of things falling out of the sky, in Naples, Florida, a guy was trying to get NASA to cover the damages after a piece of trash from a space station hit his house.
Oh, yeah.
What trash?
It happened last month at like 2:34 p.m. on March 8th. A 2-pound object crashed through his roof, came through the ceiling, and blew a hole in his wood floor. He wasn't there, but his son was, and the security camera recorded the sound of this debris
insane.
Hitting. I'm sure it is. And so the U.S. Space Command was tracking a piece of debris from the space station re-entering Earth's atmosphere over the Gulf of Mexico. And then they're like, they lost it at one point in time. Like, I wonder where that ended up landing at. Well, it ended up landing in that guy's house.
Fancy that.
In Naples, Florida.
They're able to track it for so long.
Yeah.
And then it just disappears.
They're saying it was a bunch of depleted batteries.
Oh, God.
That were supposed to be sent back like years ago.
I was picturing like a Doritos bag.
That's really funny.
Have that fly down as fast as
possible. Sure, like an apple core and like a Doritos bag.
Yeah.
Like a fish skeleton.
Jeez.
Something from like a cartoon, you know?
Like cartoon trash.
But batteries?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Mm, so
I'm glad his son's okay.
Yeah, everybody's fine. He's like, hey, NASA, are you going to fix my house?
I do walk around quite a bit thinking, am I going to get domed by something from space today?
I could see you thinking that.
I do. I think I wonder, or I'm fearful of that at least once a week.
Well, I always think about that when like birds fly over. I'm worried about getting pooped on.
But yeah, like I can't even imagine like bird poop debris over getting hit in the head with a battery from
from space
station.
Or space battery
or like
space batteries
like bathroom stuff out of an airplane when that jettisons out.
Yeah, that's gross before. Too. That's real gross. Yes.
No, so keep your eyes to the skies, I guess.
This summer, also don't forget. I need to remind you because I have to ruin everybody's day. I just have to. It's my job.
Okay, please.
When it's a bright, sunny, warm summer day and you feel that tiny little like fleck of like fluid, or it's like a little, you get wet for some reason, like a little droplet out of nowhere.
Okay.
It's probably cicada pee.
Oh, that's right.
Because we recently learned not only do we have this like cicada get-in coming, but they... quote unquote jet fluids, as the scientists put them. They just pee all the time.
They do. It's all over my truck all the time.
Just like you just jettisoned some fluid right there when you sneeze.
I did. I'm like a cicada.
You're like a cicada. So beware of the cicadas coming. Coriel will be
so weird.
On the lawn waiting for it to happen to collect all of the cicada.
No, juice. I'm not asking you to collect it. I'm just telling you to be warned.
I'm saying you're going
things falling from the sky.
Okay. Wow.
Check this out.
Here's what's trending
online now.
Here on Kix 96.9.
And what's trending brought to you by Camping World of Lincoln.
Three.
Meta apps had another breakdown yesterday, the second time that Instagram, Messenger, and WhatsApp have had problems in over a month. Yesterday it was disrupted business services, and WhatsApp confirmed the outage in a post on X in the middle of the afternoon. The largest trouble seemed to be affecting WhatsApp. But the service added a comment to its X post around 6 p.m. last night saying the problems were solved. Press have been inquiring to Meta about the outages, and they weren't. The information was not returned to the press by Meta. It just seems like this is happening a lot.
Twice in basically a month.
Yeah.
Dang.
And then, wow. Like, it was maybe last week, all of a sudden, my phone stopped working. I was on a phone call, and all the bars went away.
Oh, strange.
It feels very much like the beginning of Independence Day.
Oh, God.
You think so?
You know, when the TVs are all crapping out and, like people's...
We did hear weird audio earlier this morning.
That's the other thing. There was, like, a baby crying, and none of us... I don't know. It just feels like the aliens are here or something.
Well. Who wears a tinfoil hat now?
I don't know what the deal is.
Maybe the aliens are here.
Yeah. No, I don't know. Speaking of that,
it may just be all because of the solar eclipse, honestly.
That's also
JP.
A possibility, too.
On April 8th, so this Monday, millions of Americans will get a chance to see a, for the most part, rare total eclipse. The last one until the year 2044, by the way. So I have to wait another 20 years to see something similar-ish. But according to NASA, don't do it with naked eyeballs if you're going to go out there and, like, watch stuff.
Okay. Right.
Staring directly at the sun during a solar eclipse is only safe when it's completely covered by the moon, says NASA spokesman Bill Nelson. Otherwise, it can cause permanent eye damage. Nelson says, quote, please, please, please put those glasses on. And not just any glasses. You can't use just regular old sunglasses. It's safest to use specific solar eclipse glasses approved by the American Astronomical Society. There's a lot of dupes out there with, like, poor quality that have, like, saturated the market. So if you're really going to be a stickler about it, yes, make sure that they're approved by the American Astronomical Society. I did see cheap pairs at Hy-Vee, for example.
Oh, okay.
If you have them left over from 2016, 2017-ish, you could probably use those too. It's such a unique event, this whole solar eclipse thing, by the way, that prisons are getting sued. There's a group of six inmates in New York that are claiming the eclipse lockdown of their facility violates inmates' constitutional rights to practice their faiths by taking part in religiously significant events such as that. Like, they should be allowed to view it. I guess there's not really been any comments about this whole thing from the facility, but they are, quote, taking all requests for religious accommodations under consideration. We get a partial solar eclipse. The path of totality is further south of us, but the partial solar eclipse will begin in, like, the Omaha area at 12:40. The maximum obscurity reaches 83% at 1:55 p.m. in Omaha. So basically, in our area, it's going to be just shy of 2 o'clock when we'll have the best, most eclipsed sun.
Okay.
Basically. So look forward for that.
So take a half day because nobody's going to be working on Monday, right?
Sure.
Okay. Let's just plan accordingly.
One!
Go home. That's your home. Are you too good for your home?
Yeah, Happy Gilmore, one of the classic Adam Sandler movies that now has been rumored for a while that there was going to be a Happy Gilmore sequel. And that is when Shooter McGavin, who is the bad guy in that movie, Christopher McDonald, spilled the beans recently that the script was happening, the movie was happening, and Adam Sandler had to talk about it on a show the other day, the Dan Patrick Show.
Shooter McGavin shot off his mouth a little bit here.
Yeah, he did. He certainly did. He texted me after the fact, by the way, that thing you told me not to talk about, I talked about.
So Adam and Dan Patrick talked about it quite a bit, and Dan's been in a couple of Adam's movies. He says, I'd love to be in it. He also suggested that Drew Carey take the spot of Bob Barker in honor of him because, of course, the Private Right host was in the movie. They also said we were writing stuff when Bob was alive. We were writing stuff when Carl Weathers was alive. We were writing stuff when Joe Flaherty, who's the guy rides around in the bug and is hired by Shooter to go at Happy Gilmore, and all three of them unfortunately have passed away recently.
Yep.
Yeah, but they're, that's crazy.
Adam says he wants to do it right, and Netflix wants him to do it. So the script is there, they are working on it, and we should see a sequel to Happy Gilmore possibly coming up in the new year. So whether you're excited about a sequel to a great movie like that or not, it's kind of in question. But hey, if it's Adam Sandler, it's going to probably be pretty good, right?
Hopefully.
That's what everybody's going to be talking about today. It's a friendship that's lasted this. Now, all of a sudden, it seems like it might be coming to an end. Paige needs our help in Date 'Em or Dump 'Em.
Love, lust, or something else? Find out next on Kix 96.9. It's Date 'Em or Dump 'Em with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Good morning, Paige.
Good morning. Good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Of course. So this is involving you and a friend of yours.
Yeah. And we used to talk all the time. We used to not just talk. We would go out. We would shop, go to lunch, go to drinks on the weekend. I mean, we really tight friends. And she hasn't been returning any of my calls. She hasn't been returning my texts. I have no idea what happened, if something happened, if I did something, if I don't know. I feel so weird. It just feels like, you know, when a guy ghosts you, it's kind of like, I hate to make my friend like that, but I'm not hearing anything, like nothing back.
Weird that all of a sudden she just drops you.
Yeah, strange.
Totally weird.
Question, is there anything drastically different in her life? Like, is there a recent marriage or, like, children or anything?
Neither one of us have had any kind of life change. Nobody's, you know, I can't think of anything. And it really makes me sad because as you get older, it's like it's harder to find good girlfriends to hang with. And, you know, we had no drama. I am completely confused.
So is this your best friend or just kind of like a long time
close friend?
A long time close friend. I mean, I know that seem very similar and they are, but
I would lean into best friend a little because we did so much together. I don't have a lot of girlfriends that I did that much.
Okay.
With. We would go out couples, like her guy and my guy. You know, it seemed so easy and carefree. And I feel like, I mean, I hope nothing's the matter, you know?
Right.
Right.
But nothing at all comes to mind?
Yeah. No.
Okay.
No, really, honestly. And I have been, you know, I've been going over it and asking my husband if he can think of anything. There's just nothing. I haven't come up with anything, and it's making me, I don't know, I'm worried on one hand, my feelings are kind of hurt on another hand, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's a hard place to be. I miss her.
Yeah, sometimes people just grow apart, which really sucks.
It's so strange that, like, kind of you guys, it sounds like you guys do a lot, like, almost weekly together, and then all of a sudden, after 10 years, just kaput for almost 3 weeks now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Man. Exactly. That's really bizarre.
It is strange. I think there could be an explanation, though. Like, what comes to mind for me, it's painful poops. And the reason I say that is because when someone's going through that, they just want to get away from everybody. And they just, like, are you suffering in silence.
Are you literally saying that she has painful poops?
Maybe she has some painful poops going on right now.
Stomach issues.
Like, number two's not feeling good.
Are we talking about
and she's just receded away.
Yeah, yes, that's we're talking about talking. Digestion now.
Nick is going with digestive issues.
And she's like, hey, man, you know, like, I'm just not feeling good. My tummy hurts, and I just need to be alone.
Yeah.
And that might be what's happening.
How close of friends are you to that you talk about
your
stomach?
Could you text her that and just be like, hey, buddy.
Close enough, actually.
If the bathrooms aren't feeling too good, I'm here for you. You can reach out. That's my first suggestion. Initial thought. That's my initial.
Sure.
Initial thought on that.
Initial thought.
Well, we can
on
only this. Hope for that. Really, yeah. Anything personal.
Let's hope for stomach issues. Not something more serious than that.
I mean,
well,
you know,
Paige, we will do the best to get a hold of Nikki for you and hopefully solve this.
I appreciate it so much.
Coming up. Go next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick show.
I hate to speculate on why a friendship might be ending, but also it's part of our job.
So you don't care about romantic relationships, just friendships ending.
Yeah.
Because you like to speculate otherwise.
Oh, speculate away on, but yeah, no, I'm just kidding. Please speculate on what you think is going on between Paige and her friend.
Yes, what is the rift? What may have caused it? What's the issue? If there's like a feeling, you got an inkling, let us know. Facebook KX969. Not Twitter, X, and Instagram, KZKX969, and GIF form is the best form.
Now the conclusion to Date 'em or Dump 'em with JP, Corey Ellen, Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
A little bit of a different Date 'em or Dump 'em for you, as it's Paige wanting us to reconnect with her friend, Nikki. They have been friends for 10 years. They hang out all the time, lunch, shop, partying, everything, and all of a sudden, like 3 weeks ago, she just stopped talking to her. No text messages.
So strange.
No phone calls. Just completely dropped off the face of the earth. And she just wants to get a hold of her friend and figure out what's going on.
Yeah. So on XKZKX969, I had to remember the handle there.
That's fine.
Got a DM that they think this is a classic case of like outside friends relaying information that was said in private.
Oh. Okay.
I mean, I know we're dealing with a duo, but they have to have a common friend somewhere down the line.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a friend group.
Someone, yeah, they're basically saying that like a third person is stirring the pot. Maybe they've spilled some beans that they weren't supposed to, or maybe just straight up made up something. You know what I'm saying?
Well, let's find out from Nikki, see if we can figure this out and get her and Paige back together or not.
Hi, this is Nikki.
Nikki, hi, it's JP, Coriel, Husky, Nick, the Kicks Morning Show.
Oh, hey.
Hey, how are
Hello.
You
today?
I'm okay. How are you guys?
Kind of weird having a radio station call you, huh?
Yeah. What's up?
We're calling on behalf of a friend of yours who's been kind of worried about you for the last couple of weeks. You kind of dropped off the face of the earth. Your friend Paige is very concerned about you. And is there something that she did or that we can maybe help resolve, or what's going on?
I can't believe this is like the radio.
Yeah, you guys are like besties, it seems.
Yeah.
And, or at least very close, and it just seems that things have changed quite a bit.
Yeah, we've been friends for like a long time.
Have you just been busy, or is this like on purpose that you're not talking to her? Because 3 weeks is a long time not to talk to your friend.
To be honest, I can't blame it on being busy. Like at this point, I just can't be around her.
Why?
It's her husband. He's an ass. And he is awful to her. He just treats her like total shit. And every time I'm around them, like, I love her and she is my friend. I totally could care less about him. He's a jerk. I don't need him. Bye.
Mm-hmm.
But us hanging out has gotten so uncomfortable. Mm. Like, even the two of us, she's just constantly complaining. She's complaining about him and about how awful he is. That is what every interaction, like, every time we've hung out, it's come down to that.
Mm.
Like, I think we're going to have a fun girls' lunch, and it just turns into another, sorry, but, like, this has been going on for years. Like, I've been listening for years to this.
Yeah.
And she'll say that she wants to divorce him. And then she'll kind of, even get, kind of going and get, a plan. I'm all for that. She'll change her mind. She doesn't leave. You know, she stays with him. And then, the next time we see each other a couple days later, she wants advice again. And I'm out of advice. I can say. She's not listening to me. And so I just feel kind of used. I cannot do it anymore.
This is a really, really hard and kind of a sad position to be in a friendship like this.
Yeah. Right.
Because you care, obviously. You care about her deeply. But how many times are you going to scream into the void?
How many times in a row are you going to do that over and over?
Yeah, and then also, you're not in her shoes per se, so maybe there are other things.
This guy sounds like, from the way she describes him, that he's a real piece of S-word, which would also mean that I was correct.
with
the whole painful poos thing.
Yeah.
This is a painful
really
piece of, you know what, to hang out with. Victory.
Nikki, the reason he's talking about that is because we've been talking with Paige, and one of Nick's thoughts were that you were just going through some stomach issues, and that's why you haven't been talking to her.
Painful poos, but it turned out to be a painful
POS. It's not that. It's a painful
POS. Yeah. You have to be around.
I'm all good.
By proxy, I was correct.
Okay.
Thank you. I won this.
Taking
today.
This as a win, huh?
W. This is a W for me, but now we're going to try to mend these fences and then get a W for everyone.
Nikki, Paige is on the phone with us. She's been listening into this conversation.
Oh, my God.
Was the one who wanted us to reach out. Paige, are you surprised by all of this?
Surprised. Angry. I'm really, oh God.
I can't believe that this is what the reason is. And I can't believe that you haven't been honest with me. First of all, I thought we were closer friends than this. And I thought that maybe you could be a little bit more honest with me about stuff. And hey, guess what? When she was going through problems with her first husband and he was cheating on her, I sat through hours of festing, okay? Mm. So I don't know what is the difference. You know, we're friends. We need to be there for each other.
Paige, that's what my first husband, right? He's my ex. That's the key word here. Like, I made changes to my life, and you were there for me and supporting me. I listened to your advice, and I made the changes, and now I'm so much better for it. Right. Like, my whole life is different, and you see that, but, like, you refuse to change anything.
You don't like him. You're independent of your, and I'll admit it, I don't have a job. I'm very much under the thumb, and I love him. I do. I love him a lot. You know what? It's none of your business. I thought I had a friend. I thought I had a friend who I could talk to, who I could to, because I listened to her when she was having a hard time. But apparently, it just goes one way. I have to find a new friend. Is that what's going on here? I mean, this is insane.
I have to be honest with you. Like, you need a therapist. You don't need a new friend. Like, you say I'm not listening to you, but I've spent years and years and years listening to you, and I've spent years and years and years saying the same thing over and over and over again, and you aren't listening to me. You don't have to do what I say, but, like, I don't have anything else to offer the conversation. You don't like him. No one likes him. You don't want to make the changes, though, and I just don't have anything else to say.
I'm stuck right now, and I need a friend, and you're not there for me.
I think she's tried to be there for you. It's just unfortunate she's the only one. There are a lot of different places that you can go to, even if you are stuck in a situation like you are, that can help you. It's about whether or not you want to get out of this situation.
Yeah, it all comes down to whether or not you... Something's going to have to happen, yeah. I guess, where you realize, okay, I actually should be done with this relationship. I'm not saying something like terrible. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying there will be a moment where there's a shift where you're like, okay, maybe she was right. And honestly, I don't know that you quite realize how much it seems that she has been there for you and she's tried. There'll be a time where you'll reflect and you'll think, wow, that was a girl's girl. That was my best friend.
Right.
And I had my own personal stuff going on and I didn't listen to her. I just don't want you to write her off completely thinking that she hasn't cared, because it sounds like she's tried.
It does. It does sound
it
like
does
she's
truly
tried.
Sound like she's tried. Yep. And maybe you just need a little bit of space right now. She needs space from you. You need space from her. That happens in every relationship. We just hope that truly, if this relationship you're in is that crummy and this guy does suck that many, you know what's, that you can find yourself in a better spot and maybe hopefully reconnect with your bestie.
Does this make sense, Paige?
Yeah, I mean, she's like my last friend. So, I mean, I guess I'm going to have to do something.
Okay. Nikki, now
does
that
it feel a little better to address this?
Yes and no, because I care about you, Paige. I hope that, like, this was an opportunity for you to, like, kind of hear me one last time. But, like, I don't want to lose you.
Right.
You know, you have been such a good friend for so long. It just makes me sad, because I just really believe that there's life left for you and a better situation out there for you and a better guy out there for you. And it just makes me sad. There's nothing else I can say.
I think you're going to get through this.
There you go.
I think so, too. Will.
And I think, Paige, sometimes it just hearing it from somebody else.
Yeah.
To hear it from, like, us. Telling you that there are ways that you can get in a better place than you are now.
Yeah. Thanks, you guys.
You bet. Hey.
All right. Good luck.
Of course.
We are here for you. Nikki, do me a favor and just give her a couple more times. Just do what you can to be a really, really good friend for her right now. And I think Paige will work on this and she can come out on the other side better.
I hope so. I really hope so.
Okay.
I love you guys.
Yeah. Paige, thanks for getting a hold of us. Nikki, thank you for taking our call and best of luck. Most everybody knows this iconic theme. From The Sopranos, famous HBO gangster TV show.
Would you believe I've never seen an episode of The Sopranos?
Wow.
Husker Nick.
Bro, I couldn't afford HBO back when it was out.
That's true.
I get that. Grounded.
It's so
I can't afford it either. I pay for too many streaming services, so I just boot like my friend's login. For legal purposes, this is a joke? Question mark?
So, how did this conversation about Tony Soprano start with you and your boyfriend, Corey?
Okay, so JP is trying to set me up here to make fun of myself, and I'm going to.
Okay.
Because I can't be the only one, but I also might be the only one. I was sitting on the couch. My boyfriend Jackson and I are rewatching The Sopranos, arguably the greatest television show of all time.
And, ending sucks, but the rest is great.
Which is so funny that I say this, because I know that much about the show to say that, but right. Clearly was so wrong. So we're sitting there, and I'm like, how did Tony Soprano die? And he said, he doesn't die. And then I say, no, okay. Was it a heart attack, or did he get, like shot or something?
Like gangster style.
And he's like, he doesn't die. And I'm arguing with about, I'm like, I think I could have sworn when we watched this, doesn't he die? Or like, I think I've read that he died, right? He's like, no, he didn't die. He doesn't die.
I don't know what
to tell you. And then I'm getting agitated. And he says, okay, James Gandolfini died of a heart attack. Yes. And that is the actor who plays Tony Soprano.
Right.
And I said, I'm escalating now. I know that. I know James Gandolfini died of a heart attack. I get that. But like Tony Soprano, where is he buried? And he goes,
So you thought he was real?
Are you saying that you think Tony Soprano is real?
Oh, man.
And then I immediately shut down. I was like, oh, no. Oh, no.
So did he make fun of you for the rest of the day?
I'm going to be made fun of about that for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
I always thought
Tony Soprano was a real person.
Tony Soprano was a real
mobster mafia member.
I know there's a difference, but
he's based off of multiple gangsters. Yeah, he's based off of,
I looked it up too, because then I was like tripping.
You didn't believe it. You were like, no way.
Yeah. Yes.
This has to be a guy that's real.
And then Jackson's like, how are they do? And I'm like, well, I just thought they fictionalized his life. Like I thought it was a real person and they just, took him and made this whole make-believe, added a lot of inspired by true events type of things, right. But like filled in the blanks type of thing.
Yeah.
And I think in my brain too, I just have always blended Tony Soprano and like Al Capone or something. But yeah.
Well, that's what in the promo for today's show, I was like, okay, which of these are real? Al Capone, Bugsy Siegel, and Tony Soprano. And she's like, trick question. They're all real.
Yeah. Well, we use Wile E. Coyote one. Yeah.
Wile E. Coyote.
Yeah, but we did have a conversation about the greats.
Like Bugsy Siegel and Al Capone and Tony Soprano.
Truly,
I've
never heard of Bugsy Siegel. I just haven't. I really haven't.
That's okay. That's okay. He's not the most common.
No, he's not. He's like John Gotti and those guys are more John Dillon.
And like Whitey Bulger.
I just think it's fantastic that for the longest time.
I thought
time,
Tony Soprano was real.
So when I was, when I worked at Huddle, I was in a team meeting and we're all there and somehow the movie Titanic came up and one of the women that I worked with goes, yeah, by the way, I just found out Titanic's real. Like that's a real boat.
Wait, like the event itself, not just Jack and Rose, the characters being actually real.
That there was an actual Titanic that sank.
Wow.
And they're like, this woman's like, that's real. I found out. And then the manager I had at the time, Justin, it's not the sharpest tool in the shed, he also was like, no. And I was like, no, really? Does everybody here think that Titanic is just a movie? And like,
stop.
And here they go. And yes, and none of them realized that Titanic was based off of an actual boat. So
no.
No.
That is
I was laughing so hard. I was like, oh my God, you guys are so good at your jobs and somehow thought Titanic was not an actual thing.
I mean,
this
is sort of glass houses a little bit in me, making fun of somebody who thinks Titanic was real.
To make fun of them to think that's kind of crazy.
But that would you agree, not knowing that Titanic was real versus thinking Tony Soprano was real, like the Titanic thing's a little crazier?
Yeah, for sure. Because between the two, realizing Titanic was
right.
Placate me, please. Make me feel better.
And the fact that James Cameron did an entire nonfiction documentary of going down to the actual Titanic and looking at the remains.
No, I mean, I just
all that stuff.
Yeah, like legit. There was like six people sitting there, and I was the only one that knew that Titanic was based off of a real ship that had actually sunk.
That's crazy.
And I'm like looking around, like, what?
That's crazy.
This can't be happening right now.
Yeah. Also made me feel old because they were all like in their mid-20s. So yeah. None of them knew. And I was like, what? You guys know so the World War II was real too, right? So like in all these movies that you see, like that's a real event.
Yeah. Indiana Jones was fighting the Nazis. Indiana Jones is not real. Loosely based on, yeah. So.
Oh, man.
To make Coryell feel a little bit better about herself, we're going to ask you about what did you just find out about? Like.
Yeah.
Tony Soprano is not a real person.
Tony Soprano is not a real person.
Or maybe just something you didn't know until like, huh.
Okay. I feel this to me is something that has just, it's such a shift. I feel like I've been lied to my whole life. Really? I've been under the impression for 32 years or whatever, however long Sopranos has been on, whatever, you do the math.
No, but you, before it even came out, you thought, you were like, that's a real guy.
This whole entire, my entire lifetime, I thought Tony Soprano was real.
That makes me happy.
1999. Soprano's came out.
Eight years off, but whatever.
Yeah.
Like basically my entire lifetime, I thought Tony Soprano was real.
All right. So let us know what did you just find out about. You can put it up on Facebook, X, or Instagram, KX969. We will bring it back tomorrow and make Coryell feel a little bit better about just feeling like this.
Please.
A little bit amount of dumb. And this is JP Makes Us Guess, playing today with Nick is Trevor. Good morning, Trevor.
Good morning.
And with Coryell is Crystal. Good morning, Crystal.
Good morning.
All right, here we go. Top 10 answers on the board. Again, the number one answer is worth a point and a half.
Okay.
To be the tiebreaker.
That's a good rule.
All right.
It looks like, Nick won last time. That means that Coryell and Crystal get to go first.
Very nice.
And we're going to go into your senses of smell for this one.
Okay.
The top 10 best smells in the world.
Ooh. Oh,
like this, all of a sudden you're like, oh, that smells so good. Okay. What is the top 10 best smells in the world?
Number one answer, Coryell's side of the studio.
My socks.
Her
ding,
side
ding.
Of the studio. All right, so Crystal and Coryell.
Crystal, what do you
first.
Think? Best smells in the world.
What about some kind of flower?
Like fresh flowers?
Sure.
Yes.
Good to be specific.
Roses.
Roses, probably.
No, it fresh flowers. I'm gonna. Yeah. They said to give you fresh flowers. So
okay.
We're gonna give you the flowers.
Ooh.
Flowers comes in at number 9.
All right.
On this list, we go to Trevor and Nick.
All right, Trevor. You know, my head was cookies.
Yes, absolutely, cookies.
Baked goods from the oven came in at number 6. And cookies
okay.
are in the
cakes.
Baked goods from the oven.
Yeah.
So Trevor and Nick are on the board at number 6, by the way, for the the baked goods.
Oh.
Back to Coryell and Crystal, the best top 10 best smells in the world.
Crystal, what about like bacon?
Oh, that's a good one. Let's do it.
Bacon comes in at number 10.
Man, one of the top tier smells and like feelings is if you are sleeping in somewhere like on vacation, maybe like at a family member's house.
Wake up to that smell.
And you wake up to that smell.
I know,
and you
right?
didn't even ask for it.
It's
someone
just
cares enough to serve you bacon.
It's excellent.
Ah, top tier feeling and smell.
Back to Nick and Trevor, top 10 best smells in the world.
Man, what do you think, buddy? I have an idea.
So thing I was thinking of was vanilla.
Oh, vanilla's really good.
That is a good one.
If you want to go with it, I have something else I think might be on here, but I don't know. This one's...
What's yours?
What's that?
Yours?
Mine would be like fresh sheets. You know, like when you lay down in bed and you got your fresh sheets and they just smell so good.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one, too.
These are your tickets, so I want you to be...
He wants to go with vanilla.
Yeah, vanilla. That's what I would go with.
Vanilla is in at number 3.
Ho, ho, ho!
Crystal, do you have another idea?
I was thinking, like, a clean house.
Clean house?
Oh, I got one.
Yeah, like the smell of a clean house.
Okay, sure.
Give me a clean house.
Mm. Oh,
Not on this
list. So we just got to get this, huh?
You got to get this answer.
So question for you, buddy. What about rain? The smell of rain?
Ooh, rain's a good one. Another one I had was coffee.
Oh, yep, coffee, go with it. I think that one's for sure.
You want to go coffee for the win? Is that the one you thought of, Coriel?
I didn't say coffee.
I think coffee is for sure.
She didn't say it.
Yep.
Show me coffee for the win.
Oh, man.
Dang it.
That's okay. Crystal, we did well.
It's not your fault you got stuck with Coriel.
Yeah, sorry about that. It's just luck of the draw. So here's your top 10 best smells in the world. Number 10, bacon. Number 9, fresh flowers. Number 8, a real Christmas tree.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Oh.
Number 7 was freshly ground coffee.
Did you say new car smell?
Baked goods came in at number 6. Gasoline came in at number 5.
What? Who's running around huffing gasoline out here?
I love the
smell
of gasoline.
There are a lot of people that like the smell.
Oh, Coriel's like, I'll just give me that gasoline. One little gas for your truck, a little gas for your nose.
One for you, one for me.
Number 4 of the best smells in the world was barbecue. Vanilla came in at 3.
How did I not say barbecue?
I know, out of all the things. Fresh cut grass came in at number 2.
Yeah.
And you were sniffing around the right area there, Trevor. After it rains came in at number 1.
I think
Nick had that one.
Oh, it was Nick. That's right.
It was Nick, yeah. Okay. I think babies just like babies smell
babies
good.
Babies smell great too.
Like, I don't know, you can't explain it, but babies smell good. And then puppy feet. Puppy feet smell like Fritos.
Sounds like Coriel's got baby fever.
Well, Trevor,
baby smell good.
Trevor, congratulations, you're our winner today. Crystal, thanks for playing. That is JP Mix's guess for today. Every Thursday, we get a visit from our friends at the Capital Humane Society, and Matt is back in studio with us. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning. How's it going?
Good, man. How are things at the Humane Society? What's going on?
Good. Just a lot of dogs still in the shelter right now, and so, need to find some homes for dogs. Cats, we're in really good shape. Not a lot of cats, although that is going to change. Kitten season is right around the corner.
Oh, okay.
And we're going to see a lot of kittens probably coming in later this month, but for right now, yeah, it's really just... need to focus on finding dogs' homes, and so, lots of dogs looking for homes, so definitely check out our website, capitalhumanesite.org, or just come into the Adoption Center and take a walk through and see all that are available.
See what's available for you and your family.
You know, Matt, the
You're like, I'm in trouble.
I know, right?
No, you're not in trouble, but the whole, like, springtime, you said it's a kitten season or whatever?
Babies.
Yep.
Kitten babies.
Yep.
I've got a baby in my arms right now. The guest today is a baby.
Oh, it is a baby.
It's a baby.
All decked out with baby gear. Pink everything.
We talked about for our game earlier today, the top 10 best smells in the world. And does this baby smell really good, Coriel?
Yes, this baby smells really good, actually. This baby has a good smell.
I'm going to guess you had something in that top 10 that refers to the baby.
Baby smell, things like that. I don't want to reveal too much.
On a completely side note, I even mentioned puppies' feet smell good too. They smell like Fritos.
She says they smell like Fritos.
They do.
I don't know, I've never tried.
that's a crime. So let's get to know our guest a little more today. So is our guest most likely to take up watercolor painting, pickleball, or hiking as a hobby?
Oh, I want to say watercolor just simply because of, well, we'll get to it.
Okay. Is it because of the bandana, the accessories
our
guest is wearing?
Just the overall colors of the baby.
Okay. Got okay. It. So is our...
That sounds so weird.
Yeah, I didn't know how to say it.
Best way to say it.
Of our baby guest. So is our guest most likely to return $20 that someone dropped, keep it, pocket it, buy some beer or like party supplies safe for this individual, or probably be the person who dropped their $20 bill?
I'm going to kind of go with number 2, but change it a little bit. Okay. So they're going to be the one to grab it and then play keep away. And make the person that lost it chase them.
Work for it.
Work for it.
You want it back? You got to work for it. Okay, and is our guest most likely to sleep in, wake up after snoozing a bit or just spring awake before their first alarm even rang?
Well, right now, this is probably going to be different because the baby is sleeping.
Yes, our baby guest is literally sleeping.
But usually it's going to be spring up before the alarm goes off and get ready to go.
Oh, ready to rock and roll.
Yep.
Ready to go steal $20 and hide it from people.
Babies get up early, right?
Yes.
They're early
risers.
And
then they nap and then they get up and they do it all over again.
Yes, our guest today, it's a baby guest. It's a puppy! It's a puppy!
She has been literally lulling this thing.
What is her name? I never asked.
Roly Poly. So yes, it's Roly Poly.
She's a little bug.
Obsessed with that.
Yep, and she's sleeping in your arms right now.
She is.
Her eyes are
Roly Poly is closing. She's rolling and she's polying.
She's a sweet
she's
little.
So.
Like a border collie?
Yeah, so cute. We have her listed as a border collie pit bull mix.
Okay.
And so she's about 3.5 months old. And so going back to the watercolor painting, she's primarily white, but she has some black kind of spots on her. So
yeah, her color is very interesting. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, so she has a. Left eye is just a big old black spot around it, and then a little bit of black on her nose and a little bit on her ears, and then on her back there's another spot. But for the most part, she's primarily all white.
Right.
And she's about 17 pounds. So again, as a puppy, she's going to get bigger. She'll probably end up in that 50-pound range when it's all said and done.
Okay.
But she was surrendered, and there was 12 puppies in the litter.
Oh, wow.
So mom was definitely working double time and overtime taking care of all those puppies.
Taking care of the babies.
But everybody else has been adopted, so Roly Poly is the last one of the litter looking for a home. So
sweet baby.
Really, someone adopt her right
I'm
now.
I'm really suckering you into it here. But
I'm,
yeah,
I'm holding up finger guns on Instagram Live.
adopt
her right now.
But yeah, so she's been spayed. She's been microchipped. She's been vaccinated. She's a puppy, so she's going to need booster vaccinations. But all of that veterinary care has been started or taken care of already. And again, with all puppies, work on the house training right away.
Yeah.
Work on the basic obedience right away. And then also make sure you get her around a lot of other people and a lot of other dogs so that she's well socialized. So when she is an adult dog, she is a well-behaved adult dog.
I love the pink undertones of her skin, like the little bit of pink at the tip of her nose, too. And then like her pink ears. It kind of reminds me of like a little piggy.
Yeah, a little bit. Like honestly, she would be a dog that would probably get sunburned.
Yeah, for sure. Look at her clodhopper little paws.
did you smell them?
Oh God, no.
Are they Frito based?
They're slightly Frito.
Slightly Frito.
I mean, she's getting she's a little bit older of a baby. She's 3.5 months. She's not 2 months. So yeah,
fresh as
they
a
lose the Frito smell, I guess, as they go.
Yeah, fresh they as must. A Frito. Yeah, the Frito smell goes away apparently.
Well, if folks want to see Roly Poly, best way to do that.
Yeah, so she'll be available at the Pilock Pet Adoption Center today around 12:45. Again, we're at 70th and Nebraska Parkway right next to Home Depot, so you can come see her then. But the building is open from 11:30 to 7, and like I mentioned, lots of other dogs looking for homes.
Excellent. Matt, we'll do our best to keep helping you guys get forever homes for these puppies and kittens. And you can see Roly Poly on Instagram Live, and you can also find her on the Kix Morning Show Facebook page. Matt, thank you so much.
Yes, thank you.
Got two big things for you. First of all, Co Wetzel Sturco tickets. The pre-sale comes up here at 10 a.m., so be ready for that.
Yeah, be prepared.
And then tonight is the night, as we've mentioned a couple times, because we've been lucky enough to give away tickets to it. Jason Boland is live at the Bourbon Theater tonight. Our friends, the Trainer Band, will be opening up. It's an all-ages show. The doors open at 7, show's at 8. And you have had a chance all week long to win tickets to the big show. It's 20 years of them touring and doing their thing and bringing people around, and it's going to be an awesome party tonight. We have one more pair to give away. So if you would like to go tonight, 466-9696. We'll get like caller number 5.
That sounds awesome.
Give somebody a chance to go to the show. It's always a good time with Jason Boland and the Stragglers. It'll be awesome tonight as well with the Trainer Band opening up. So if you'd like to go, 466-9696. We'll get caller number 5 and we'll get you on the guest list. So go down to the Bourbon Theater and enjoy some awesome country
music. Woohoo!
On the way tomorrow, we'll get you a free Fun Friday Out of Context contest. We'll have Dan and Shay front row tickets to give away. We'll have a redneck movie review and more. If you missed out on today's show, the podcast will be up before 10 o'clock. Have a great day. Everybody get up.
Morning Show.
JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On Kix 96.9.